It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. If you're looking to explore the great outdoors this summer, you can't go wrong visiting one of the Commonwealth's many state parks. Many state parks, he said. From Erie to Scranton and all points in between, our guide to some of Pennsylvania's state parks is contributor Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, it's great to see you. How are you?
Hey, great to be here.
You're wearing what workers on the highway wear when they want to make sure they're going to be seen. This is fluorescent, yellowish green. What is going on here?
For someone who generally is in the brown, black, gray color scheme, this is really stepping out. What can I say? It's summer.
That's okay.
My nascent tan reflects well off of this neon yellow.
You've obviously been getting out and about, and and state parks is what we're talking about today. So,
yep.
New Girl, Pennsylvania state parks, I understand, are many and they are varied. Why would we choose a state park over, say, a national park?
Well, two quick reasons come to mind. First of all, generally, they're going to be closer to home. We don't have a preponderance of state parks in Pennsylvania. I was doing some research this morning because I know Valley Forge, National Historical Park, is in Pennsylvania, obviously, but I don't know that we have any others. And there's one, you know, Cuyahoga State Park close by in Cleveland, but we don't have a whole lot of national parks here. And as it is anyway, national parks tend to be so crowded in the summer that state parks are a real refuge. And ours in Pennsylvania are absolute jewels. They are, you know, very highly considered as far as state parks across the U.S., you know, many awards and whatnot. We have 120 state parks in Pennsylvania. They're free. They attract 38 million visitors a year, generate over $1 billion to the state economy. So not only do they show us the love and their many and varied features, but we want to show them the love too. Interestingly enough, you know, Pennsylvania is the 33rd largest state in America. But only Alaska and California have more parkland. Nearly 1% of Pennsylvania land is state parkland. And that's really, really cool. So, you know, we are about parks here. And now what a lot of folks, especially in the, you know, Pittsburgh, Southwest PA region do is they tend to favor the same parks that they really love. I mean, we go to Ohio Pile State Park a lot in the Laurel Highlands. People around here love Cook Forest State Park. It's a wonderful park. Great tubing on the river. It's, you know, it's terrific. You got Point State Park right in our backyard. Moraine State Park, Lake Arthur, you know, great lake for boating. But if we go a little bit farther afield, we're going to find some really neat state parks. There are state parks in 61 of 67 Pennsylvania counties. And the goal, actually, of the Pennsylvania State Park System is to have a park within 25 miles of every state resident. And they haven't achieved that goal, but they're very, very close. And what that means is it just, you know, just about in any corner of our large rectangular state, you're gonna find a state park.
I'm surprised to hear that we're only the 33rd largest state.
This is true.
That's quite the fact. So, all right, onto your Fab Five list. First up is Ricketts Glen State Park in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yes, and this is a park not far from the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. It's a national natural landmark. Don't try to say that three times fast because I could barely get it out myself. It has a lot of old growth forests. And what's neat about this particular park is that it has so many waterfalls, 24 total waterfalls. And there's a series of 13 waterfalls that, you know, go in through this wonderful Hemlock Gorge, beautiful hiking trail. So it's great for hikers. It's got a nice lake, Lake Jean, that a lot of folks probably know about for swimming, fishing, canoe hiking. This is also a park that the Pennsylvania Audubon Society has dubbed an important bird area. So it's a great place for birders. And it's also on another neat list that the Pennsylvania State Parks has, and that is the 20 must-see parks in the Commonwealth. And, you know, so basically, you know, one in six they think is an absolute gem. And it's a tough list to get on. And Ricketts Glen is on that list. So it's worth a visit in northeastern Pennsylvania. I like it.
Next up is Cherry Springs State Park in the Pennsylvania Wilds, a park which has one particularly unique feature.
Okay. This park is so cool. Also on that 20 must-see state parks list, and it's in Potter County, so sort of north-central Pennsylvania, but it is known for its dark sky. It is only the second International Dark Sky Park. So if you are a stargazer, or even if you're not, it's a must visit. Okay, if you live in a city, you know, as we do, on average, you're going to be able to see a few dozen stars at night. If you live in a rural area, maybe you can see 2,000-3,000. If you go to this park, on a good night, you can see 10,000 stars. And the Milky Way is so bright that it casts a shadow. I mean, it's unbelievable. And that is because they have worked hard to really have that, you know, that sky be as dark as possible. There's very little commercial aviation traffic around there, you know, no lights. I mean, it, you know, the surrounding area, there's all kinds of controls in place, you know, guidelines so that there isn't, you know, ambient street light and whatnot. So zero light pollution there. That's the neatest thing about this particular park. They have a couple of star parties every year. One of them is in June. Didn't have time to nab the date, but you definitely want to go to their website and check it out for Cherry Springs State Park. And, you know, lots of programs year-round for stargazers and whatnot. And, you know, still good for camping, hiking, mountain biking, named for a stand of black cherry trees in the park. But that's one that I love.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LeBalm, about Pennsylvania State Parks. And when it comes to, and I love the name of this park, Poe Paddy State Park, it's due northeast of State College, where some of us were this past weekend. It sounds like only the most determined will get there.
And I'll tell you why. First of all, to the name, Poe Paddy State Park. You're right. That's terrific. It's named for the Poe Mountains in the east, and the Paddy Mountain is in the west. And then you've got Penn Creek right in the middle.
Topography really has a lot to do with the beauty of the – I mean, Pennsylvania just – particularly in that part of Pennsylvania, you've got so many mountains. It's so
absolutely
hilly.
It's great. It's varied. It's
hills
it's
and valleys.
Hills and valleys. Great for hiking. Beautiful scenery. But you have to travel nearly a dozen miles of gravel road to get to Poe Paddy State Park. So you definitely want to be there. You're not just going to bump into it. It's very remote, very quiet. It's one of the parks that was built by the Citizens Conservation Corps during the Great Depression. And there are a number of those in Pennsylvania. But it's well known for its fly fishing. For fly fishermen in Penn's Creek. A lot of people go there for trout fishing. It's very close by Bald Eagle State Forest, which is another state park worth visiting, Bald Eagle State Park, that has the Nature Inn, actually. And that is the only lodging managed by Pennsylvania's DCNR, Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. It's a LEED certified property. It's a real oasis in a state park in Pennsylvania.
French Creek State Park is one of your favorites on the eastern end of the state, less than an hour outside of Philly.
Yes, and this is great for, you know, if you happen to be in the Philly area, the urban area, just about an hour west, great for hikers. It's a deciduous forest. There's, you know, nine...
A deciduous forest.
Yes, forest that loses its leaves, you know, in the fall. Oak trees, maple trees. And they've got nine main bike hiking trails, that, you know, any in distance from, you know, a mile to you can even do an 8 mile hiking trail. Another CCC, Park Citizens Conservation Corps, did a lot of work there. A couple lakes, Lake Hopewell Lake, Scott's Run Lake, actually largest smallmouth bass ever caught in Pennsylvania was caught there, Scott's Run Lake.
So it even has its own big fish story.
There you go. It absolutely does.
You have to love that.
It's a great park.
And last but not least on our list is Pine Grove Furnace State Park in south central Pennsylvania, and it's a particular favorite with hikers.
Yes, and for a really good reason. The Allegheny Trail runs right through it. Actually, the midpoint of the trail is just due east of the park. But this park also has the remains of the Pine Grove Iron Works, and a lot of probably close to a dozen Pennsylvania state parks have old forges in them and remnants of our industrial history. And that's a really neat thing about the parks as well. In addition to the natural experience, you get that sense of Pennsylvania's industrial historic past. Beaches there along Laurel Lake and Fuller Lake. They're open Memorial Day to Labor Day. You know, swimming, and actually the Appalachian Trail Museum is in the park, and it's the first hiking museum in the country, worth a visit. And they're actually having their annual Hall of Fame banquet tomorrow. There you go.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We've covered a lot, everything you needed to know about Pennsylvania State Parks. From our travel contributor, Elaine LeBalm, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle, New Girl in Town. She joins us most Thursdays, and it's been a pleasure seeing you again, Elaine.
You bet. Always good to see you.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we will talk with World War II veterans from Pittsburgh who were part of the D-Day invasion on the 70th anniversary of that historic event. Also, a conversation with Science Friday host Ira Flatow. That's tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening. And you can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks again for listening.